listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Not Barack Obama, not Joe Biden, but Jesus Christ is King. And God gave us and rose up Donald Trump to stand against the enemy and draw out the enemy. So as dark as some of these days are, understand, this is the beginning of the great revival before the Antichrist comes. Our relationship with God is sacred and is eternal. So no, whatever happens, we will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order. And their walking dead, reanimated corpse, Joe Biden. And we will never recognize him.
That's Alex Jones, host of InfoWars, speaking Saturday at, I don't know what it was. Was it a Trump rally? Was it a protest? Was it a religious revival? It was called Jericho Watch. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about this Washington, D.C. rally, Rod Dreher. He's senior editor at the American Conservative and author of the new book, Live Not by Lies, A Manual for Christian Dissidents. Rod, welcome back.
It's good to be here. And I should point out that it's Jericho March. They were trying to be like Joshua in the Bible and march around the city walls to bring it all crashing down.
Okay. Is it possible for someone to be a supporter of President Trump, to support many of his policies and actions while in office, to believe that there is such a thing as election fraud without hearing from God?
Yeah, well, I think your question comes from the fact that at the Jericho March, which I watched the entire thing, all 6 hours on the web feed, a lot of these folks said that they heard straight from God that Trump stolen from him and that they had to come together to support him. Look, I think it's possible that there might have been election fraud. It's a big country, but we have a process in this country for determining if that's true, if that's not. It has gone through the court system. The President Trump has lost like 51 out of 52 court hearings. We have to trust the system here. And even the system could fail. It's a human system. There's fallibility built into it. But if we don't trust the system that the Constitution provides for us, then we may as well chuck the Constitution out. My fear is that so many of my fellow Christians, fellow conservative Christians who went to this Jericho March or who support it, are willing to trash the Constitution all for Donald Trump.
What was this Jericho March? Was it a Trump rally, a protest? Was it a religious revival?
It was all of those things. It was started by some evangelical Christians, although they had a significant Catholic presence there, all just wanted to come together to claim that the election was stolen, that they were rallying to call down God's blessing on Donald Trump and to rally themselves. They had several speakers, both Catholic and Protestant, tell the crowd that you are the children of light, you know, where God is on our side and so on and so forth in terms of resisting the outcome of the election. For me, as a Christian and as a conservative, I thought it was appalling. I thought it was sacrilegious. I'm prepared. I've written a book, Live Not by Lies. I've been on Issues, Etc., to talk about it. I think that we Christians are facing a soft form of totalitarianism coming at us from the left. But I am not going to stand by and let this right-wing authoritarianism demolish the Constitution to supposedly save us from the left. It's a really scary moment we're in for this country.
I know that the blowing of the shofar trumpets was to tie into the theme of marching around the walls of Jericho, but it created such a strange melange of religious viewpoints there that it was very confusing.
That was one of the strangest things to me about this event is the syncretism there. You had Catholic priests on stage, and I should let your listeners know, I'm an Eastern Orthodox Christian, but you had Catholic priests on stage there calling down, offering prayers to the Virgin Mary, to saints, offering Catholic deliverance prayers, which as an Orthodox Christian, I've got no problem with that. But if I believed what evangelical Christians say they believe, I would have had really big problems with that. But it didn't seem to bother anybody. As long as it was all offered in support of Donald Trump, it was apparently okay.
Give us some more examples of what you found concerning by way of religious references during the Jericho March.
Well, I've got to go back to the idea that God is speaking to these folks and telling them all these things. You know, I believe God speaks to us, but in my tradition, if you believe you have gotten a word from God, you've got to test it against Scripture. You need to go speak to your pastor or people in authority to discern whether or not it really is the voice of God, or it's what your own conscience telling you what you want to do, and you're suddenly claiming divine mandate for it. That sort of thing was all over this march. And it was something that I mentioned to my wife, who grew up in a church where they did that sort of thing all the time. And she just said, you weren't raised in that culture, so you don't know, but that is quite common. It scares me because I think that we ought to only claim to be on God's side or God for our side in fear and trembling. We shouldn't be so casual about it because I think among many things, you know, we can mislead ourselves, but we also can bring discredit onto the name of Christ and the cause of Christ by mixing his holy name with cheap political stunts. That's the thing that scared me most of all. That and bringing Alex Jones, you played his clip earlier. This guy is an insane person. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a rage monkey. He's being sued right now by the parents whose children were killed in the Sandy Hook shooting because Jones kept claiming that it never happened. I mean, this is not the sort of person who has ever been associated with the church. But these rally organizers had him up on the stage just because he was standing with Trump. I think this is a bargain with the devil that my brothers and sisters in Christ are making here.
I'd like you to respond to some of the objections that you received after you wrote extensively about the Jericho March. One of them is, look, you don't understand, Rod, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about America and the Constitution. How do you respond?
If that were true, they wouldn't be doing things like calling, as General Flynn did today. General Flynn was one of the heroes of that march. If that were true, they wouldn't be calling for Donald Trump to arrest the governor of Georgia and the Georgia Secretary of State because they won't certify that Donald Trump won Georgia. It's really, really weird how they keep demeaning the constitutional process here by which we gotten Joe Biden as president. I'm not happy Joe Biden is president. I'm really concerned about what this means for religious liberty and many other things that Christians care about. But they can't claim that they're supporting the Constitution when this is how they behave. And frankly, you know, when they treat other people, people who disagree with them, as traitors, Eric Metaxas, who's an old friend of mine, but he went on to call people who disagree with them, he called them in public, good Germans, like we're Nazi collaborators who sat by and let Hitler take over. That's how they're referring to people who simply don't agree with them. It's scary to me. And I've never spoken out against this because I've been critical of some of what Donald Trump has said, but I think the left has gone way too far in demonizing him through most of his presidency. But man, this is bad stuff, and the church has got to stand up against it.
Another objection to your response has been that you believe that there's a soft totalitarianism coming from the left, but then you criticize people who see that threat and are prepared to get up and do something about it. How do you respond to that, Ron?
Yeah, well, doing something doesn't mean that we have the right to do just anything. There are ways, so many ways, still open to us as conservatives and as Christians in this democratic republic. There are ways we can stop what the Democrats are trying to do and what the corporations in thrall to woke ideology are trying to do. But if we end up throwing out the Constitution and starting what could end up as a civil war, that Donald Trump says he won but can't prove that he's won, we are opening the gates of hell. I hate to speak so vividly, but I think that's really what's going to happen. You know, I was reminded but watching all this weekend about the famous exchange in the movie and the play A Man for All Seasons, where Sir Thomas More is talking to his son-in-law, and he asks his son-in-law, would you be prepared to cut down all the laws of England to get to the devil? And his son-in-law, Roper, says, I absolutely would to get to the devil. Moore says to him, well, what would you do then, having cut down all the laws of England, when the devil rounds on you? What would you hide behind? You've cut down all the laws. That's where I think Christians are in this country, or we need to think about it clearly as we object to, as we protest this election. The laws, the Constitution, the First Amendment, these are things that protect us and that we're going to have to be standing behind in the years to come to protect ourselves. We can't just trash it for the sake of Trump or any politician.
There's, I think, a parallel here, Rod, and I don't know if you agree or not, but after Donald Trump was elected in 2016, there was a kind of a primal scream of rage that came from the left. And it was often taking the form of mass protests in the streets, not violence, but just peaceful protests, but a lot of primal screaming about it. Is this the right's version of that?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, one thing I was thinking about, too, watching the Jericho March on Saturday was contrasting it negatively with the civil rights marches in the 1960s. I mean, the civil rights protesters, Martin Luther King and the others, when they came to Washington and spoke, they spoke with great passion, but also with great dignity. And they showed by their willingness to suffer for their cause, by being willing to go to jail for breaking unjust laws, they showed how serious they were about what they were doing and about their cause. And they won. They won so many Americans over to their side. This thing the other day, you would have people on their speakers come on and talk about the apocalypse. You know, God is coming back. The armies of the righteous will fight the enemy. Oh, and by the way, order a MyPillow and here's your promo code. I mean, it's just crazy. It has no dignity. It has no honor. And it's going to make people not only not sympathize with us, they're going to laugh at us.
Finally, what is the proper Christian response to what will be now a Biden-Harris administration, Rod?
Well, we have to obey the law. And as you were saying earlier on the show, we have to respect the office. He is our duly elected president. I didn't vote for him, but he's going to be the president. And I think what we have to do is, first of all, meet it with prayer and fasting, but we also have to urge our elected representatives to resist the Biden administration whenever it does things that we think are wrong. But when we also have to start working within the system to win the next election, to get the people who represent our values into positions of power. The day may come, Todd, when we have to cross the Rubicon and we lose the Republic and we have a war over it. I hope to never live to see that, but it may come. And if it comes, I hope that I and my children will behave honorably and in a godly manner. But until that time comes, let us work within the system. This is a system that our forefathers fought for so long to build for us and to give us a way to govern ourselves. As imperfect as it is, it shows deep and radical ingratitude that we're willing to trash it so cavalierly just because our guy didn't win.
Rod Dreher is senior editor at the American Conservative. He's author of the new book, Live Not by Lies, a Manual for Christian Dissidents. You can purchase this book at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Rod, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series, Answering Objections Against Christianity, getting Dr. John Bumbaro's response to the objection, a loving God wouldn't allow evil and suffering. It's kind of the classic problem of evil, and we'll get his answer to that common objection. We'll discuss the pre-incarnate Christ with Dr. Charles Geeshan and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.